Okay, hi. I'm Michael Garofalo. Thank you to Wavefarm, Tom, Galen, everybody for asking me to play. It's an honor. I recently, like 2 months ago, had a baby and haven't been sleeping much. So I can't promise that this is going to be any good, but I'll tell you what I'm doing here. So I realized that next weekend, I think, is the 5th anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. And I had actually recorded hours of weatherband radio during Sandy. And so I just threw something together with that, and I'm just gonna improvise some music over it. And it's just kind of eerie to hear it after all these current hurricanes and that sort of thing. So that's it. And you can kill the mic.
Flooding tonight into early Tuesday morning. Probability is high for significant inundation. The destructive waves on top of the storm surge will cause overwashes and significant damage to coastal structures nearest to sea level. This is especially true for low-lying areas along Ocean Parkway and Dune Road, the Twin Forks of Long Island, Fire Island communities such as Fair Harbor, Ocean Beach, Cherry Grove, Fire Island Pines and Davis Park, and historically vulnerable locations along Long Island Sound. At 1 p.m. limited access, highways will be closed to all non-emergency related vehicles. As winds increase, traveling along Connecticut roads, especially wooded areas like the Merritt Parkway, will be very dangerous. If you are in a non-evacuation area, stay home. There will continue to be numerous road closures. High surf driven by frequent gusts up to hurricane force will contribute to the flooding. Heavy rain near the time of high tide will not drain, and it will worsen the tidal flooding. The urban and poor drainage flooding will likely be exacerbated by fallen leaves clogging storm drains and along coastal areas during the times of high tide. Record extreme coastal flooding is forecast to continue for this evening's high tide. The floodwaters are expected to recede only slightly during the early afternoon before levels begin to rise again. Many roads will remain flooded through the day and into the night. Bands of squally downpours will produce hourly rainfall rates near 1 inch for several hours, forcing very fast rises of small streams, as well as widespread urban and poor drainage street flooding. Basement flooding is also possible. Leaves will tend to get washed into storm drains, which will locally enhance the flooding. Plan on some road closures and probable delays reaching your destination. Some of the larger main Stem River flooding may be delayed until Tuesday or beyond. However, this depends on where the heaviest rain actually occurs. Water levels for this evening and tonight's high tide cycle. New York Harbor water levels for this evening. Coastal, time of. Forecast total, dot flood. Location, high tide, dot water level. Category, mean lower low water. The Battery, New York City, 0.8:13 p.m. 0.1012, dot major. Bergen Point, New York, 0.8:14 p.m. 0.1213, dot major. Western LI Sound water levels for this morning. Coastal, time of. Forecast total, dot flood. Location, high tide, dot water level. Category, mean lower low water. Kings Point, New York, 11:59 a.m. 12.0, moderate. Laddingtown, New York, 11:58 a.m. 12.6, moderate. Stamford, Connecticut, 0.11:31 a.m. 12.6, moderate. Bridgeport, Connecticut, 11:28 a.m. 12.0, moderate. New Haven, Connecticut, 11:28 a.m. 10.5, moderate. Eastern LA Sound water levels tonight. Coastal, time of. Forecast total, dot flood. Location, high tide, dot water level. Category, mean lower low water. New London, Connecticut, 9:52 p.m. 9.0, 10.0, dot major. Ocean water levels for tonight. Coastal, time of. Forecast total, dot flood. Location, high tide, dot water level. Category, mean lower low water. Montauk Point, New York, 0.9:23 p.m. 0.7/0.528.5. Major. Western LI Sound water levels for tonight. Coastal, time of. Forecast total, dot flood. Location, high tide, dot water level. Category, mean lower low water. At 11 a.m., the center of Hurricane Sandy was located near latitude 37.5 north, longitude 71.5 west. Sandy is moving toward the north-northwest near 18 miles per hour. A turn toward the northwest is expected soon, followed by a turn toward the west-northwest tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Sandy is expected to make landfall along or just south of the southern New Jersey coast this evening or tonight. Reports from an Air Force Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 90 miles per hour, with higher gusts. Sandy is expected to transition into a frontal or wintertime low pressure system prior to landfall. However, this transition will not be accompanied by a weakening of the system, and, in fact, a little strengthening is possible during this process. Here are the current conditions. As of noon in Central Park, light rain was falling. The temperature was spotted. At Iceland, rain and fog were reported. At Farmingdale, rain and fog were reported. Flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday afternoon. The flood watch continues for portions of southern Connecticut, northeast New Jersey, and southeast New York, including the following areas. In southern Connecticut, northern Fairfield, northern Middlesex, northern New Haven, northern New London, southern Fairfield, southern Middlesex, southern New Haven, and southern New London. In northeast New Jersey, eastern Bergen, eastern Essex, eastern Passaic, eastern Union, Hudson, western Bergen, western Essex, western Passaic, and western Union. In southeast New York, Bronx, Kings Brooklyn, Manhattan, northeastern Suffolk, northern Nassau, northern Queens, northern Westchester, northwestern Suffolk, Orange, Putnam, Richmond, Staten Island, Rockland, southeastern Suffolk, southern Nassau, southern Queens, southern Westchester, and southwestern Suffolk. Flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday afternoon. The flood watch continues for portions of Delaware, northeast Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, including the following areas. In New Jersey, Cumberland, eastern Monmouth, Gloucester, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, Sussex, Warren, and western Monmouth. The National Weather Service in Upton, New York has issued a flood warning for Orange County in southeast New York, Putnam County in southeast New York, Rockland County in southeast New York, Bergen County in northeast New Jersey, Westchester County in southeast New York, until 6:30 a.m. Tuesday at 12:37 p.m. The National Weather Service in Upton, New York has issued a flood warning for New London County in southern Connecticut, New Haven County in southern Connecticut, Middlesex County in southern Connecticut, Fairfield County in southern Connecticut, until 6:45 a.m. Tuesday at 12:52 p.m. A flood warning means flooding is occurring or is imminent. Most flood-related deaths occur in automobiles. Do not attempt to cross water-covered bridges, dips, or low-water crossings. Never try to cross a flowing stream, even a small one, on foot.
Likely. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday, cloudy with a